Hello, internets, and welcome back to another week of Jail Plays, the podcast with the host screaming into the ether, hoping someone will hear him. Now playing on your favorite podcast of choice via Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and also on Patreon, where you can get early access to upcoming episodes, exclusive content like bonus episodes like the minisodes, where I take a deep, closer look at one specific film or TV show, and also the ability to someday give you video content, because I just don't have the ability right now. And if you can't afford to go on Patreon, it is quite fine. This podcast is brought to you for free, week in, week out, thanks to advertisers that you will be hearing during some point in the podcast. And one last thing, I am also on iTunes. If you'd like to give us a review or 5 stars to help this podcast grow and be seen by more people so they'll be able to find it a lot easier, that'd be greatly appreciated at no extra cost to you whatsoever. All this is for you, the listeners. And with that, what will I be talking about? Well, this week's is The Gray Man, a Netflix film. Also on Netflix, Eden Zero. And finally, our beloved Summer, a Korean drama for you. But first, like always, let me talk about something beforehand, like what I've been watching. Well, recently I've been continuing to watch For All Mankind. And if you have not watched this series, it is brilliant. It is amazing. The drama, the characters, everything about it is extremely fun and amazing. The characters are in depth. They are interesting. They are, you know, flawed and just outright well-written show. And I just can't describe it any better than that. And if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It is an Apple TV series, so that's where you will have to go check it out. And also, Comic-Con just happened. And oh my God, all the stuff that came out. Especially trailer for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Oh my gosh, that trailer has so much in it. I broke my thing of not watching Marvel trailers just to watch this trailer just to see what they were planning to do. But from what I saw, we will be getting a new Black Panther. We don't know who he is, but we will be getting one. And also the villain, I'm like, oh, they actually bring him. So that Endgame little thing about, you know, a quake in the ocean is paying off in this movie. I like that. That's really interesting. So yeah, look forward to that. That's going to be a very interesting film to watch. And also all the stuff they're releasing. And again, I feel like I'm exhausted with a lot of Marvel TV shows and Marvel things that they're releasing. Just in general, I feel like it's getting oversaturated. But with still, it is going to find its audience. And we got into a point where it doesn't matter if it's for you or not for you. You will find something to enjoy from one of these shows. I know for a fact that there's about 2 shows that I don't care about, which is Echo and Agatha Christie, or Agatha Heartless, sorry. Agatha Harkness, or Heartless, whatever her name is, from the WandaVision show. And also, Echo, which I honestly forgot that was even a character in the freaking Hawkeye TV series. I literally forgot she was even a character and she was very pronounced there. But they're making a whole TV series about her. That is very odd and strange. But okay, that's definitely not going to be for me. But I'll check out at least the first episode, maybe 2, to see if it's actually any good. But other than that, I doubt I'm going to like it. And before we get started, don't forget that everything that I review in the podcast has links for you in the show notes. There's also links to reach me on Twitter at jailplays78 and by email at jailplayspodcast@gmail.com. So you can let me know if I got anything wrong, anything right. Did you agree with me, disagree with me, basically? Just let me know what you think. I'll be looking forward to that conversation to have with you. And so with that, let's get right into it with the first topic, and that being our beloved Summer.
내가 그렇게 좋아? 왜 꼭 그렇게 나랑 붙어 있고 싶은데?
이렇게 사는 게 딱 좋아. 가족이랑 또 옆에서.
그리고 엄청 지랄맞게 헤어졌죠. 서로 상처 줄 만큼 줘서 아마 다시는 안 볼걸요.
다시 만나니까 의외롭게 반갑기도 하고.
나 다큐멘터리 다시 찍고 싶어. 너랑.
And that was a quick trailer for Our Beloved Summer, starring Choi Woo-suk, Kim Da-mi, Kim Song-chul, Ron Joo-ee, Ah Dong-go, Jung Hee-won, just to name some of this amazing, fun drama. And a quick synopsis for this drama is, years after filming a viral documentary in high school, two bickering ex-lovers get pulled back in front of the camera and into each other's lives once again. And just to let you know, this drama is 16 episodes long, or in my case, for me, it was 16 episodes short, because I wanted to see more. I really wanted to see more of these people's lives, see them, how they progress some more. And like all these Korean dramas, for the most part, they all end the same way, which is rushing through the ending, rushing through everything that happens in the last episode, which is fine, but at the same time, not, because you shouldn't be rushing through the ending. You should give the ending a little bit more breather, you know, have the characters breathe more. You shouldn't be rushing through everything just to hit all the plot points and cover up all the plot holes that you left open. And unfortunately, that's what it does, because like most dramas, this is all about, this is mostly visual porn for everybody. Nothing more than that. Nothing but more than visual porn. And what I mean by that is like, it's nothing but scenery shots. Nothing but, you know, have characters look at each other or not say anything. But this is done so much better than another one that I was watching called Nevertheless. That one is roughly one of the worst ones I've seen in a long time when it comes to K-drama. The main actors are so non-existent when it comes to that drama. They are literally there just to exist. They are there to have them do something. There is no motivation, no real motivation for any of them. They are just bland, blank sheets of paper that the director just, I need you to move here and be here. That's where they go. They have no emotions whatsoever. You don't feel anything for them other than just they're boring, and you start to hate them every time they're on screen because they're so bland and boring. And everybody else around them is so charismatic, so into what they're doing. Everybody else around them is lively, have character development, of all that, but except for the two main cast members of your show, which sucks. So Nevertheless is useless to watch, but unless you want to watch, you know, visual porn of two beautiful people just being flooded with, you know, the beauty filter on at all times. Sorry, it turned to a tangent of that show. I did not mean to do that, but yeah, I'm talking about Our Beloved Summer. And this one, the characters actually have gravitas to them. They actually have feelings, emotions, you know, they actually feel like somewhat real people. Yes, they feel like real TV people, you know, TV characters, but they do feel real. And that is the key to making a good drama. And they actually talk for the most part. They actually communicate for the most part. Yes, they don't tell each other everything. It does have that trope a lot of times, but it's still good. This is really a rom-com more than anything. because it's a rom-com, they're able to do a lot of more jokes and do everything very funny. I truly did enjoy this series. And if you're a K-drama fan like myself, I suggest you check it out. It's Our Beloved Summer. It's streaming on Netflix right now.
Well, it does have...
Yeah, spoilers!
Our Beloved Summer. So what is it about in general? Well, like the synopsis says, it's pretty much about these two people, these two young kids, that one of them is the literally the... Out of 250 or 67 kids in the school, he's number 267. He's literally the last one when it comes to grades. And he's put together with the number one student in the school, which is this young girl. And it just follows their adventures through this 1 year high school, I believe it was. They were filmed by this documentary crew. They put them together intentionally to see what happens, see if the worst student can actually, you know, become better because he's with the, you know, best student. And yeah, there from there, they just move on to hijinks. You know, they play around, they goof around, and it's just little, we get little snippets because it's really, we start off with that, and then we move into the modern day where... They're all grown up. It's 10 years later. They're all grown up. He's become a somewhat successful artist. And she's become just an office worker. Not too happy with what she's doing because, you know, she wanted more. She wanted to be more, you know. But he, in general, like in the show, he stated that he just wants to, when they ask him a question, what do you want to be? He just wants to be... Find a job where he can just be lazy and be at home all the time with no stress. That's his whole dream in life. And then you find out later on that they actually were dating for a while. And then she ended up breaking up with him. And it's now been 5 years since that breakup. Now, that same documentary crew wants to go back and film them now. And the reason he wants to do that is because the show has gone viral online. Right, on YouTube or whatever. It went viral. People are checking it out. People are having a blast with it. So they want to do an update on them 10 years later. And that's where the documentary comes into play again. And because of this documentary, you know, she starts realizing that they're not over each other. Well, he knows he's not over her. And we get to learn more about them through flashbacks of the documentary. We get to find out a lot of information from their past lives, from their, you know, childhood lives, and how they ended up dating, how they become close, all these other things that come into play. And then, you know, towards the end, obviously, you know what's going to happen. If you don't know what's going to happen, I don't know what to tell you. They obviously get back together. They do the whole thing about, you know, one of them has to leave because they want to go abroad to study, which is the artist. He wants to go abroad and study now that he's able to. And he wanted to take her with him. But unfortunately, she doesn't want to because of her sick grandmother. And she also figured out that she's actually happy where she is. Like, you know, she doesn't want to give up her career that much. Even though she was offered a job where he's going to study, which is in Paris. But she ended up staying because, you know, she just wanted to continue growing the company that she's in. Because you find out that she, with the owner of that company that she works for, are the ones that started that company together. She literally built that company from the ground up. And yeah, she actually realized that she had a great life. She has a great life. She actually is fulfilled. She was just depressed because of her life situation and what happened to her while she was growing up, with her family being indebted to debtors and all these things. And that's one of the major reasons why they broke up she broke up with him when they were dating. And now that here they're all together again, and she's realizing that she's never really been, you know, gotten over him. She doesn't know how to deal with these emotions, but she ends up, you know, breaking through and becoming more, be with him and so on. And they do get together, like I said before. But yeah, that's the series in a nutshell. And I really did enjoy it. Again, it's one of those series that I did not expect to like because of the previous series that I was trying to watch and I did not like at all, which was it Nevertheless? Yeah, Nevertheless. That was the series. Yeah, I couldn't remember for a moment. It was Nevertheless, and because of that series, it was so bad. The characters were so unlikable. Even though I do like the two actors in there, the characters themselves were, they were, the actors were given nothing. Here, the actors were given just good stuff to chew on. For the, compared to Nevertheless, there were, these people were given freaking great dialogue, great stuff to, you know, go through and chew on and chew scenery with. It was brilliantly fun, brilliantly well done, I think, for a drama. And yeah, go check it out. I really did enjoy myself with this and I had fun and I wish it wasn't over. I really wanted more episodes because I really wanted to see them, you know, continue in their lives, in this world of theirs. But yeah, there you go. Our beloved summer. And I just realized this is going to be a pretty much all Netflix episode. So sorry about that to anyone that's looking for anything on other platforms. So Our Beloved Summer is truly nice, beautiful. You might recognize one of the actors. She's, well, I should say the head actress. She's from Itaewon Class, if you ever watched that one. She's the main star of that one. Here she stars, she's the main star of this one also, and she does an amazing job here as well as she did in Itaewon Class. And yeah, that's pretty much it for Our Beloved Summer. Check it out. It's wonderful series, very heartwarming, very funny for the most part, if you understand and get the jokes. And with that, let's move on to the next one, the animated series, Eden's Zero. Now, that was a quick trailer for Eden Zero, starring the voice talents of Kellen Goff, Shaman McCain, Ray Chase, Ty Lynn Ballard, Kara Buckland, and Jay Preston, just to name some of this large cast. And a quick synopsis for this is, aboard the Eden's Zero, a lonely boy with the ability to control gravity embarks on the adventure to meet the fabled space goddess known as Mother. And I will only be talking about the first few episodes here, maybe first two or three. And yeah, so if you don't want anything to know about this show, that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about, is the first two to three episodes. But to give you a quick idea of what the show is, it's a kid's show. More than anything, it's a kid's show with a lot of innuendos, sexual innuendos, and some in some parts of certain episodes. There's one episode where these girls, they got kidnapped by this giant frog alien, and their clothes were all disintegrated, and all their body parts were covered in bubbles. Like, you know, like their private parts and their breasts were all covered in bubbles. Yeah, just a lot of lewd jokes in some of these, but it's definitely more of a kid's show more than anything. And if you want something your kids to watch that does give you a nice little message of, you know, pursue what makes you happy. Don't be a dickhead. Don't be a scumbag, you know, and just be a good person. I think this is a good show to watch. It's, I think, about anywhere from 24 to 26 episodes long. I forget exactly the number. I'm still watching it. So it's really enjoyable. The only reason I bring it up because, you know, this is something for kids. I think kids will probably enjoy this very much. It is extremely fun, colorful, a lot of quirky characters, a lot of jokes, a lot of over-the-top jokes. So yeah, this really screams to the little kid inside of me that just finds anything like that funny. And if you have children, yeah, this they will absolutely find this funny and probably eat it up. So just remember, this is a short series. It only has like 26 episodes. So make sure they don't watch it all in one day, because you'll be in trouble. Try to, you know, stretch it out to like maybe 2 or 3 days, because that'll be better for them and you in the long run. But yeah, so here we go with the first 2 or 3 episodes.
Well, it does have...
Yeah, spoilers!
The first episode, you get introduced to our main character, which is Shiki. He's there with as a little boy, and he's there with his grandfather, which is this robot named the Demon King or the Demon Lord. I forgot which one it is. He's just there learning. You know, we get introduced to him, and then we go into the opening credits, and then we are in 10 years later. And then we get our second character, introduction of Rebecca. She ends up landing on this island where Shiki is, and, you know, she ends up meeting him, finding all these robots. Now, the robots all had a plan. As soon as the first human landed there that was able to have a spaceship or just a ship in general and be able to come and go as they please, they were all told by the Demon King to make sure that Shiki is able to leave with her, move on with his life, because another thing is that the robots are all starting to malfunction. They're all starting to, you know, die off pretty much because they're starting to run out of power. They had this whole plan where they acted like they were just screwing with, you know, Shiki. They were just lying to him this whole time for him to escape with Rebecca and the ship and leave and never come back to the planet or to the island, I should say. So Shiki and Rebecca leave. They're able to escape with their little cat friend, Happy. And from there, and that's where the first episode ends. And you notice that, and that's when you also see that he wasn't just on a little island in the middle of nowhere. He was actually on another planet. And Rebecca's was just jumping from planet to planet because Rebecca is a B-cuber. You find out that Rebecca's a B-cuber, which is their version of VTubers. And she has this little cube that's a camera and whatnot, and she's able to record everything she does. And that's why they call them B-cubers. But unfortunately, she's a failed B-cuber. She only gets like two or three views per video that she uploads. So, yeah. So her and Shiki go to her main planet where her guild is, and for him to get a guild license and become an adventurer, just like her. And the reason he wants to become an adventurer is so he could find Mother. Because when you find Mother, she supposedly will grant you one wish. And he wants to have his wish granted, which I believe is he wants to bring back his grandfather, the Demon King. And in the robot island, he wants to bring them all back, I think. I'm not sure. Don't really remember. But yeah, he wants to go meet Mother. But the problem is nobody knows where Mother is. Nobody knows how to get to Mother. And then they get into this little problem that they have to solve. And each episode, well, I should say each 2 to 3 episodes is a little story arc that they have. So, you know, about 2 or 3 episodes are about one specific topic, or one specific story or adventure that they're having. And then they move on to the next one. And that's pretty much how the series has been going so far. Again, this has a lot of hijinks. They meet a lot of interesting characters. It's a lot of jokes, and some innuendos. But other than that, I think it's a great, enjoyable story for kids. So yes, that's my thoughts on Eden Zero. And you'll finally meet Eden Zero, the ship, around episode 8-7, I think it was. So yeah, enjoy yourselves and enjoy your time with it and with your kids watching it. With that, let's move on to the main event, which is the Gray Man.
What do you know about the Sierra program?
Reckless mystery men you guys send in when you can't officially send anyone else.
The Gray Man.
Lloyd. I got an urgent locate and destroy.
That could be fun. The man's got some street cred.
You hurt?
I mean, my ego's a little bruised.
You must be Lloyd.
What gave it away?
The trash stash. It leans Lloyd.
I can kill anybody.
Maybe not anybody.
Okay, that was the trailer for The Gray Man, starring Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, Billy Bob Thornton, Jessica Henwick, just to name some of this cast. And a quick synopsis for this is, when one of the CIA's most valuable assets discovers the agency's dark secrets, he immediately becomes the target of an ex-colleague who spares no expense in trying to take him out. On his own, and with no one left to trust, will Sierra 6 be able to evade the assassin hunting him across the globe? Well, first off, 6 is played by Ryan Gosling and Lloyd is played by Chris Evans. Here, Chris Evans plays the bad guy, which I don't think I've ever seen him play the bad guy in anything. So this is very refreshing. And he plays a really good bad guy. I should say, this is really good stuff by Chris Evans. And honestly, the same by Ryan Gosling. This is nothing new. I think it's literally the exact same performance he does in every one of his films. But Chris Evans here is killing it as the bad guy Lloyd. Well, it's a psychopath Lloyd, I should say. Yeah, this movie is extremely fun to watch. I found myself surprisingly enjoying it. I didn't know at first it was the Russo brothers that directed this, and that explained a lot why I enjoyed it, because I do enjoy a lot of their work, and this to me was no different. Like, their style of camera work, their style of action, I really do enjoy that. And here, and if you're just like me, here you definitely get a kick out of this film if you haven't watched it already. So yeah, The Gray Man is definitely something to worth watching on Netflix if you haven't watched it. Or if you're on the fence about it, go ahead. It's a great time. It's a fun action flick. Don't expect any groundbreaking story plot here. It's a basic espionage film. Secret government branch no longer needed, now being hunted by, you know, being trying to get removed from existence by the new head of the branch. And that's all it is. So like I said, don't expect any groundbreaking film dialogue here or anything like that. It's just a fun action flick again. And yeah, just enjoy yourselves because it's definitely a fun ride. There's a lot of explosions. The fighting scenes are cool. The choreography, a lot of them are really, really inspiring as a, if you're into filmmaking whatsoever. The Russo brothers do an amazing job here with this. But yeah, just go check it out. So now, spoilers.
Well, it does have...
Yeah, spoilers!
Now, Sierra 6 stars, like I said, Ryan Gosling as 6, Lloyd, Chris Evans, and Billy Bob Thornton as Fritz. And Billy Bob Thornton, every time he's on screen, he's just hamming it up for the most part. It's Billy Bob Thornton. He's an actor that I only see Billy Bob Thornton. I don't see the character that he plays. So for me, it's kind of one of those, I can't remove the person from the role. But here, it's just Chris Evans honestly steals the movie. He steals the movie as Lloyd. He plays a crazy psychopath. You honestly forget that it's Chris Evans. And you forget that he's Captain America. You know, he's just that good in this. He does an amazing job. Unfortunately, like I said before, Ryan Gosling as 6 is still Ryan Gosling. He does that whole quiet man thing that he did in Driver. It's literally the same character in Driver, just here he kicks some major butt and he's able to do a lot of crazy, you know, stunts and, you know, weapon stuff that, you know, he didn't do in Driver. And that's only difference, honestly, is that here he's a spy and in Driver he's a driver. That's it. But it's literally the same character. It's just bland, nothing there. Like I talked about earlier with that K-drama that I did not like. Here it's the same thing. He was given a good, decent role, you know, with some things, but he was just not able to emote anything worth caring about when it comes to his character in general. But yeah, so for me, this is still a must watch if you're into action films or in general. So yeah, enjoy yourselves, guys. Even though that's a problem, he's still, you know, doing a great job for what he's able to accomplish. The whole premise of it is that he's, you know, has this secret file that he got from this other Sierra member that he was told to go kill because supposedly he went rogue, but then he finds out that he didn't go rogue. He just found out the truth that the new chief in command of the Sierra program is trying to eliminate them one by one because he no longer finds them necessary. And because of that new boss, it has hired Lloyd, an ex-Sierra member who was removed from the program because his tactics were just insane. He likes torturing people and all that, so that's not the kind of person that we're going for. So he sends him after Six, but he knows he's going to go after Billy Bob Thornton's character, which is Fritz. So he goes after Fritz, but he goes after Fritz through Fritz's daughter, or niece, I should say, not daughter, niece. Because she, you know, he loves his niece and whatnot, and she's there, and he kidnaps her so he could get leverage on Fritz so he can find out where Six is. So now Six is not only has to get this information that he has and give it to the right people, he also now has to go save Fritz's niece. Because at one point, they show in a flashback that he actually took care of her and he actually started caring for her. But unfortunately, because it's Six, he has no emotions. You can't tell that he actually gives a crap, unless it's through his actions. But yeah. And then, you know, we get to the big climax ending, which is this, during this giant old English freaking mansion. And they just start blowing everything up. They start going and trying to, you know, get Fritz's niece out. Unfortunately, Fritz dies. And still, he was able to save her and get Six out the way. You know, Six gets captured. And then there's a little epilogue that happens towards the ending where the niece is being held. And then Six at the ending, you know, frees her and takes her away into safety. And yeah, that's the whole movie pretty much. But again, so if you haven't watched it or you were on the fence about it, but you do like action films, go check it out. Again, it's a fun film. And with that, ladies and germs, this is where this podcast ends. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for coming back here every time there's a new episode. And thank you to continuing support if you have. Remember that you can support this podcast just by sharing it or giving it 5 stars or reviewing it on iTunes. And also, don't forget the Patreon if you're so inclined to support this podcast through Patreon. And don't forget that everything I talk about has links for you in the show notes. And you can always reach me on Twitter at jlplays78 or by email jlplayspodcast@gmail.com. Also has links for you in the show notes. And with that, remember, leave the world a little bit better than how you found it.